So welcome yet again. Thank you for joining all of us, all the friends from all over the world. So needless to say, we resonate with what we resonate with. So during the conversation, just know that we all use language differently, and just be with what you resonate, and if something doesn't resonate, just rest. I love how life unfolds that way, where we follow our genuine interest, where awareness is drawn pretty choicelessly and very, very uniquely in all of us. So this gathering is dedicated to noticing what is, to being with anything that is longing to return to its true nature, so it also can rest. Satsang is not for stillness or awareness or presence. It's really for the embodiment. And it's a very practical way of just returning everything back to its natural balance. Everything in creation, in its substratum, in deep down, is already in balance. But as soon as it goes into form or function or role play, imbalance is going to maintain tension. Yeah, so it's actually all designed by consciousness for itself. So there's no errors and nothing is personal. None of the apps are personal, which is always good news. So that means that there's no deficiency in us. That's also just part of role play, value, lack of value. So by honoring ourselves or honoring whatever is coming to sit with us with our full attention, just for a few heartbeats, everything just naturally returns to resting, to balance, to ease. And there's nothing wrong with stress. Stress is also just pure strength and another function. So what are you noticing? I love noticing where awareness is drawn. So to speak, just unmute yourself with *6, and then when it feels complete, *6 again.
Hi, Pamela. This is Drew Ann.
Welcome.
Thank you. We've talked about this several times, and the Anticipator app is really full-blown today. And anticipating, of course, the worst-case scenarios. And so in the silent sitting, I was welcoming the Anticipator and got to a certain kind of juncture with this. And I'll just share the imagery. It was, you know, like the scout on the wall of the fortress. And as I acknowledged the devotion of the intention of protection and, you know, anticipation, there was a significant kind of softening. And yet there's a part of me, just speaking this now, I didn't sense it then, but it's really present now, there's this palatable fear of, I guess it's just, I don't know, of letting that really fully rest. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. It's just a palatable emotional rush of fear and contraction.
Yes, yes. So just really honor once again, I love how you noticed it was born of devotion. And just, it's like luring a rescue animal out of a cage or out of the forest. just helping it notice it's safe. The present moment is safe. And each one of us pretty much, if, you know, you notice deep down in the nervous system is that just-in-case app or what-if or trauma, whatever we want to call it, and just a little compassion for it. And there's no rush.
Okay, so there's a ulterior motive here, or I don't know, it's twin sister. There's another layer of just comfort it to get over it, and then the mind starts momentum again in anticipation.
They're just going to be these, just like. Anywhere, if there's a several helpers or servants, they're going to start squabbling with each other. So just thank you. You're just like the benevolent presence. Thank you, thank you. And it's partly a distraction app, so you don't liberate that.
Yes.
Yeah. There's some misunderstanding that deep relaxation isn't safe, and another misunderstanding, it's not safe to be here, fully present. So we're just noticing the bracing, the tremor, so to speak, deep down. And if it resonates, you can tell it how brave it is just to show up, just to come to satsang, inner satsang.
Yeah, that acknowledgement was readily received. That really soothes.
Oh, good. Now, stay with that a few times, because I have a weird view of fear, but I think it's the most courageous. And of course, none of the opposites are two. So fear and courage are one, but we don't have to know that yet. We're just honoring the bravery inherent in fear. It shakes, it trembles, and it's still willing to be here.
There's a really strong sense of pure kind of innocence and real compassion for that.
Wonderful. So this is from Papaji. He said, look within, approach everything with devotion and gratitude, and then stay as heart. And it's remarkable how everything instantly responds, because A, only a sage would thank all this stuff. And B, it's respectful. We're honoring it also as presence in another function or another form.
Well, and I can feel the relaxation and the settling with the honoring. I could not get to this perspective earlier in the 15 minutes of, you know, sitting in silence. What I could acknowledge was the devotion, and then when I pointed out the true nature in terms of the ability to really sense, you know, accurately sense when there was challenge, versus the mind anticipating. Then my nervous system opened and relaxed. But what you just suggested in terms of the presence to be, the courage to be present in fear, that cut through much deeper. I don't have that clear seeing on that core kind of level.
That's why I find this way of being within so exciting, because you honored the essence of fear as courage, and then fear itself could remember that. And remember is a kinesthetic word, because it had been shaking for so long, you know, who knows, maybe 1,000 or more years, and it didn't remember its true nature. And when you honored it as bravery or courage, you went, ah! Oh, I love this stuff.
Yeah, your perception was just right to the core of it. Wow, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. My goodness, and thank you, because this way fear, the one fear, it's not owned by anyone, luckily. It just lightened all over the galaxy, so that's good news.
Well, and globally, I can sense that. Thank you for pointing that out. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for the inner satsang.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
Hi, Pamela.
Yes.
This is Corinne in Woodstock.
Hey, welcome.
Hello, my dear. Hi.
Hi.
So I was at a really amazing retreat about a month ago where there was an awakening into realizing that I'm like what I am is the spaciousness that everything takes place in.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was just so wonderful to find, you know, to like, I don't know, awaken to that, and you know, and in that awakening, there is a realization that what I am is always present. It's always here, and it's always peering through Corinne. That Corinne is within that. But you know, this thing that happens to people, this happens, it just bugs me. I'm really irritated now. That, you know, like a month later, it's like, oh, it's so hard to feel that, you know, on a more consistent basis. And,
okay.
And there's an ability to tune into it, you know, sometimes it's just kind of like, you know, cause, you know, just to sort of fall back and go, oh, yeah, so, you know, it has, you know, is what I am still present? And it's like, yes. And
yes, I like
did
how
it
you
go
said
anywhere?
That, yes.
No, is, you know, is, you know, is Corinne still within this? Is everything that's happening still within what I am? And it's like, yes. But there isn't that strong connection to it. You know, it's like not that strong remembered feeling. It's more,
yes.
It's more like a, it's some, sometimes it's more of a memory. Sometimes it's more felt.
Yeah. But you know, it, yeah. Oddly enough, it, spaciousness is pleasure is coming back into just ordinary life. Because
mm-hmm.
for vast, spaceless space, this is its pleasure.
Mm.
I mean, it's how cool
to,
is it?
To, it's its pleasure just to sort of start to re... What is the word? Identify as a separate human being?
Well, see, the misunderstanding about identification is that it's overlooked that its true nature is uniqueness. So here's oneness. It's undifferentiated. It's, there's no distinctions in it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, for itself, it created uniqueness.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an act of immeasurable creativity. Like every tree, you know, every piano, every chair, every human, every dog, every cat, you know, almost every wave of the ocean is like notably unique.
Yeah.
Yeah. So could you allow the big spaceless space its pleasure? It's sort of like we're giving freedom back, life, its freedom. It gets to be identified and non-identified. It gets to be one, ever the same, and totally unique.
Oh.
It's human, divine, and none of the above.
Yeah.
So we're allowing its range of response from moment to moment.
Wow, that's challenging, you know? It's like to sort of give up my argument with what it's identifying with.
Yeah, but for a moment, what you could do, if it resonates, is welcome identification and non-identification. Because needless to say, and I know you know this, you are that which is aware of both.
Yeah.
And if you're aware of both, it means you're not subject to either. Because it isn't your deepest pleasure to be non-identified. Nor is your deepest pleasure to be identified. Those are too small for you.
Wait a minute. Are you saying it's my deepest pleasure to be identified?
No, it's not your deepest pleasure to be identified nor not identified.
Okay, all right.
It's too small.
Right, because like that's, you know, that's one of the things that I've been noticing is that within, you know, within this, you know, this identification and non-identification, like, it, you know, it's like when I feel myself as the spaciousness that everything happens in, I am that and I'm not that, and it's like, I am Corinne and I'm not Corinne, and I am the tree and I'm not Corinne, and it's something in between. I don't know what it is. Like it's neither and both, and I don't, you know, it's completely
lovely.
Incomprehensible.
See, this is the deepest truth. That each one of us is already the fullness of life and, of course, the emptiness. But even the pointing out instructions, even all the teachings, they fall away. And then this supreme natural intelligence just follows its own resonance. And it will notice during the unfoldment that or its return to its really deeply embodied naturalness, it will notice the remaining aversions or the remaining functions that are kind of dug in. And one by one, as the heart of hearts, you know, you'll notice some of them are suffering and you'll be with them. Or you'll be firm with them. You'll just have your own unique satsang.
Yeah.
But see, now this that we are, this immensity can bless identification, because originally it was designed to explore contrast, to explore the depths of love. Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, to really taste all the distinctions. So it was, everything was born of pleasure, oddly enough, and passion, we could say. But now this has returned to its naturalness, and then anything it doesn't resonate with that isn't its pleasure or passion, it can help it see its true nature.
Yeah, okay. Because, you know, like I'm noticing that, like, you know, since, like, you know, during the retreat, there, you know, even in that awakeness, you know, there wasn't, like, it wasn't sort of like a great happiness or a great, there wasn't like a great love or happiness, which I was kind of hoping for, because that's sort of my preference. You know, there's like, oh, we love it when it's blissful and happy and it's full of love for everything and, you know, in worship and awe of everything. And you know, I think perhaps it was more of, you know, I don't know if it's like you call it caught in emptiness, but, you know,
it was
like,
just a quiet, serene, undifferentiated
openness.
Yeah,
it's very calm,
yeah.
And just and it's sort of like it knew what to do. It didn't know what to do. It was always in that, I don't know, I'm not, you know, like it was in that, I don't know, what's going to happen next? I don't know. What's going to happen? I don't know, you know. What do I do next? I don't know. Let's just see where the body goes. Let's see what the body does, you know. It's like, and, but then, you know, there's, you know, like, I guess it keeps coming back for those places where, you know, there it's got some misunderstanding and it sees the unhappiness that comes with just identifying with those fears and identifying with the thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't like it.
You know, it doesn't like, oh, God, I just don't like it when I'm identifying with the thoughts.
Yes, but as soon as you notice it, and the body will alert you to that the body is identifying, it's not you, then you can quickly welcome, identification is welcome here, or you'll have your unique satsang to give it, and it'll drop.
Ha. Well... Okay.
A lot of it also is just beautiful veils to keep us safe. Because there's a misunderstanding about also, you know, just being unveiled and being in ordinary life. No one is actually going to notice if you have no camouflage. You know, they'll notice you look radiant or happy or kind of like, oh, that looks like a nice being. But, you know, the fear is in the humanness that if we're totally unveiled, that we'll draw attention. Now, that was true when we were young and in role play, especially maybe as young women, we might have drawn attention we didn't want to. But it's no longer true as this naturalness, life itself, it won't draw weird attention to itself when it's uncamouflaged. It'll just be welcomed wherever it goes, and people will feel you're vaguely familiar, but they don't know why. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I'm hearing what you're saying, but I'm not really kind of connecting with that particular fear.
So maybe only to sit with identification and smoke the peace pipe with it.
Right.
Because consciousness wove that function for itself.
Yeah.
Like little kids when they're young, one moment they're a pirate, and next moment, you know, there's a fairy queen or... I mean, it's fun. And then later it's not fun. So here's maturity, and it can bow to identification and thank it and invite it to rest.
Mm-hmm. Okay. With that and do that. Invite it to rest. Okay. Well, thank you, Pam.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Our pleasure.
Okay, much love.
Okay, dear.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Pamela.
Hello.
This is Laura Lee.
Hey.
Hey. I have kind of a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, you know, it's something that keeps coming up, and it's, you know, when we were doing one-on-ones and you said something about having to be firm with some aspects, and I'm really not clear of when I need to be firm and when I need to be more welcoming with certain aspects.
Okay.
There's a, and so I'm just going to ask you about this one and get your advice on whether this one needs more firmness. And it's, just this descent into, like there's a lot of shame around this aspect, and it's around insecurity with my husband. Like if I feel like he's looking at other women or attracted to other women or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I have, like, worked really hard. I've, like, done the work of Byron Katie. I've, like, gone to a trauma therapist. I've done everything to try to, you know what I mean? And it's still up. It's still up. And especially I'm in midlife now and, you know, and it's rearing its head, like, big time right now. And
okay.
So
you know it's from the past, right? Even though it's displaying in the future. Meaning, what I mean by that is not, you know, just classical Advaita, it's got to be from the past because it's not really being invoked now, luckily with your husband, but meaning the intensity of it has got to be from something in the past. I assume, you know, he's being integrous and all that, and he's just enjoying the divine feminine with his eyes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so can we be tender with this ancient insecurity? It's not personal to you. It's in the role of woman.
Okay. I'm very, like, that feels very beautiful to feel that, because I feel when it happens very identified. It's like the most crushing pain.
I know, yeah.
That I have, yeah.
Yeah, so this is a very ancient, I mean, in the old days, if we were cave people, you might not have gotten fed if all of a sudden the attention of your mate went to another woman. I mean, so it's really deep survival stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so really honoring it. Just letting it come closer. Come here, come here.
Yeah, and I notice it ducks away. I was trying to do that last night, all night long, and I would notice that it would just disappear, like it was almost not there.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. And now tell it it's innocent, because you mentioned shame. Shame and innocence are not two. So let it know it didn't do anything wrong to feel like that. It's from the past. And just see if it would like to know its true nature. Let it know that every form, every function is welcome in satsang. It's like clemency or amnesty for everyone, you know? Like a little white flag is being waved. Everybody, come here.
Yeah, it's almost there's a little bit of room because it's almost like I'm feeling like I'm inviting myself into satsang, you know,
enough. Yeah. Yes, that the insecure feminine is totally welcome here. Come here, come here. It's not personal to you. And I'm sure for the gentleman on the call, there's the insecure masculine. It's just part of role play, the play of the opposite. Come here. We're going to show it who it really is, which is actually quite magnificent.
Okay. I'm just trying to, like, detach from it, you know, enough to where I'm not the one that's coming into satsang.
But that's okay. You can draw it even closer then.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it doesn't want the cool, non-dual love. It probably wants to be held.
Yeah, I can feel that.
That's it. Come here. Come here. See, the bird knows its true nature.
Yeah.
It's going, wow, it's beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
And ask the insecurity who it was before it kind of crystallized or contracted into insecurity. And it doesn't have to know. It can just sort of look behind that contraction or deep into it.
The first little hit that I got was like just this radical freedom.
The bird confirms that. Yeah, so there's some radical freedom there. Isn't that fascinating?
Now, yeah, it's just like boundless, yeah.
Yeah, so do a few waves or bows or bring some flowers to the insecurity that was actually camouflaging something that's quite the opposite.
Yeah, it's really hard to describe in words, but yeah, I'm getting a feeling of it. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And just brings extra devotion and gratitude for this moment where the insecurity has unveiled itself.
Okay, I started getting lost there in the story. But yeah, I'll come back.
Say again, it started to get more...
Oh, I got lost in a story there for a second. And then
Oh, that's all right. Just give the story a kiss.
Oh, my gosh, my bird.
And bring awareness back to honoring what was unveiled. Because it's something that has a majesty and a dignity to it. And it was wearing robes of insecurity or way too much humility or something.
Huh. God, let me see if I can contact that.
Well, just a few bows and it'll rise up again.
Okay, yeah.
And ask
That's so interesting. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you speak. What are you noticing?
Well, it was interesting. I think I just got a taste of what you were talking about when you said noble or majestic. Is that the words you used?
Yeah, and invited to let you feel that or see it or... So we're calling it forth from its subtlety more into its fullness so that the body-mind can also notice and be nourished.
Yeah, it feels like, it's so funny to even say this word. I've noticed like a deep discomfort, but it feels like power.
Yes. Insecurity would be the veil on something that was deeply stable, secure strength. Yeah. Because it wouldn't be a fun treasure hunt if, you know, you went inside and there was everything in its glory.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to, like, hunt around and go, ew, that's gross. And then finally you realize, ooh, there must be treasure there.
Yeah, like an oyster, yeah.
Now ask whatever is revealing itself to let you feel its vastness and its rootedness.
Yeah, it's funny. I just noticed a little fear there.
Yeah, and just to the fear, just say it's safe.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's almost like a complete calming. Like I feel like it's really kind of like a rock falling into water. Just
gorgeous. So I really, at this point, trust that which pesters us is just coming to offer awareness. Treasure, really. And it'll often, you know, the old story of the messenger showing up in rags.
So beautiful, yeah.
Yeah. So here was something that you wanted to get away from, and it turned out to be offering rooted, radiant presence that has... just the constancy of the felt sense of safety in it.
Well, yeah, I can see that.
Now, just
yeah.
Letting your field just ripple open, you as presence, just letting it spread its wings. And now honoring yourself as this mystery of embodied feminine as well as presence, pure presence.
Yeah, what I'm sensing is there's, I'm probably using my words wrong, but substantive quality to it, even though was empty at the same time.
Oh, beautifully said. And now from here, just go adore your husband. Meaning, you know, allow presence to really honor him and adore him. Just like life is just adoring itself in another form, so to speak.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Because here there's no stories of all that human feminine worried stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's so good. And if it comes again, just welcome it and let it, because it's owned by no woman. It's just a little wobble in the identified feminine.
Okay.
And if it comes again, you know, it's natural not to like it, but maybe on behalf of women everywhere, you could sit with it, comfort
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you, Pamela.
Oh, my pleasure. My goodness.
Yeah,
wonderful satsang you gave all that.
Thank you.
Hello. Hello, Pamela. It's Richard.
Hi, Richard.
I've been trying to go deeper to see exactly what I'm noticing. And I think it has to do with feeling that I can't measure up to what I would call my prime teacher, who taught me a way to go within back in the early 70s. There was a lot of structure around at that time, and after a year or two, all the structure was removed. And we were expected to do the practices, see the teacher from time to time. He's a world teacher, so at the most we can see him maybe once a year, maybe once every 2 years. If we're lucky. I couldn't keep up with the practices, and so I studied with a lot of other teachers in the meantime, but always wanting to get back and do those practices. And I just completed a course on the Divine Feminine, beginning to understand better how Shakti and presence and impersonal relate in the divine. And my heart is starting to open again. Not since for maybe 20 or 30 years has this opening been felt like this. And so I think I can admit to myself, as my heart opens, is I want to be consistent in my practice with my original teacher. And I've never given up on it. I study with the other teachers of, well, maybe I can't do that, maybe I can do this. But no, they didn't take its place.
Yes. But so, you know, the all practice returns us back to noticing that who we are is devotion itself.
Yes.
The heart of life. So can you feel the devotion? It's even shaking your body and making your voice quaver. Can you feel the devotion?
Yes, yes, I can.
Yeah. Now bow to it, because it just wants to uncontain itself. It's like a wonderful earthquake. So just devotion is welcome here, or bow to it silently. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, devotion is welcome here.
Yes.
Sometimes I don't know how to express it, because at times the divine seems impersonal.
Yeah, but, you know, even, but devotion itself, it'll use words and not use words, and seva and gestures, and it's a great mystery, isn't it?
Yes. Yes,
but just the fact that you're at the taproot of life, this is the animating principle of life, is devotion. So just keep bowing it, showing itself in its unadorned essence. So just bow, 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 namaste, namaste.
What's coming to mind is the devotion should be directed to my teacher.
The devotion should be
directed to my teacher.
Well, here's devotion. Could we give devotion its freedom? It might want to be omnidirectional.
Yes, I could do that.
Okay, great. So here it's oceanic, and it's about to come out of the bottle of Richard.
Yeah.
Would that be all right?
Yes. Yes.
Just yes, yes, yes. It will also, your teacher will feel it. It's very rare when somebody uncontains devotion.
Well, like you, he knows he's not his body.
That's it, yeah, and he's everywhere present.
Yes.
You wouldn't resonate with him unless he was your deepest deliciousness.
I agree.
Yeah.
I recognized after such an intense search before, but I couldn't measure up after. I felt I couldn't measure up after.
Oh, that's okay. Devotion doesn't mind. It just loves being seen and noticed. And just thanking any containment, Richard, any tightening that the body, because sometimes the ocean is so big, the body will tighten around it. And just, if that's the case, thank you to the tightening. It's safe. It's just an ocean of love.
Not quite sure how to let go of the guilt or the feeling of inferiority that I can't measure up.
Now, that not measuring up in the inferiority, honor it as humility.
Okay. Yes, I can do that.
Yeah, humility is welcome here. Because then it'll pop. Humility is welcome here. You probably have an aversion to arrogance, which is why the pendulum went too far the other way.
Yes, yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start with that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And keep bowing to the devotion, because it literally, because it's so intense in you, it'll liberate all the other smaller functions.
Okay.
Yeah. It has the highest vibratory rate, the devotion and gratitude, so it'll just return everything to its unbounded naturalness.
I just want to say I thank the Divine for presenting itself as you today. Thank you.
Back at ya.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Pamela.
Hello.
This is Diane.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm not sure where to start. I had like a deep tissue session last week, which brought up memories of trauma, like from an accident years ago. And then the week just went, just feeling vulnerable, and then I got sick. And I'm still sick, and then I still have to work when I'm sick, because I don't get paid if I don't, you know, I'm not employed by anybody else. And so there's this wanting to take care of myself, but feeling like often like I have to push myself.
Okay. Yeah, so here in this moment, you don't have to work, right? Just this little heartbeat moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was feeling really relaxed. I have been feeling really relaxed.
Oh, good, good. So just in this moment, just give the body, mind total permission to rest. That word is imbued. It's a gift from Ramana, the word rest. He imbued it with, oceanic blessings. So just three times inside the word rest.
Yeah, there's a little bit more of future worry is coming, but I have been feeling restful.
Gorgeous.
Until now, I started talking.
That's like, all right.
A little less restful.
And just now to future worry. Come here, come here, come rest. Lay your burden down.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I'm noticing a lot of, I don't know why exactly, but like fear of aging, fear of dying. My landlord, the brain tumor, this, you know, I was talking to him this week, and there's just this sense that, like, I just look around and people are older and I'm older, and things are changing, things are feeling like they're moving so fast, like time is going so fast.
Yes. And just stroking the instrument, because it's noticing what is, and it's basically saying, not sure I like that. And just yes, yes, yes. We're soothing, and then we're inviting it to notice that it's safe in this moment. Can it notice that?
I don't know why, but like lots of sadness is coming up.
Mm-hmm. And it, could it be welcome here? Could it come sit with you?
I guess so. I mean, I'm kind of tired of it, but I think part of it's just a story, you know. There's a story of, at least in the moment, like it feels like life has been hard on a lot of levels.
Yes, yes. But, you know, that's also clear seeing. So can you honor that? It's like you're bowing to what is. And you're also bowing to the body's experience. I mean, there's such a nobility in the body. It's tireless and gets tired. It's noble and it complains. It's pure service and giving. And
yeah, I see right now what comes up is that there's... Mm-hmm. It's not always there, but sometimes it's like being so hard on myself. Like I'm supposed to have a body that's stronger and not so sensitive to everything, and not supposed to, but it's like...
Yeah, but now...
Like it doesn't feel fair. Like it's a part of me that's just upset at the way things are.
Yeah, now let's agree with that.
Okay.
There's a lot of clear seeing in our aversions and what we don't like and what's not okay.
Yeah.
We're just saying, yeah. I like really honoring what we don't like. Doesn't that have to be forever, but for a few moments it's like, yeah.
I just feel a lot of resistance.
Yeah, but bow to the resistance.
To everything, you know. Part of me is angry, part of me is sad.
But just agree with all of that.
Yeah.
It's just like your staff, so to speak. If you, you know, had a large household or a large company, your staff is up in arms. And we just go, yeah. Every point of view has some truth in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the sadness wants to be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'm feeling, what's the word? Maybe it just shifted.
Very nice.
Yeah, I think it shifted, but I was just I was feeling really hard on myself about, vulnerable about it.
Okay.
Like, it's not okay, you know, it's really embarrassing to be talking on the phone about it.
Oh, no, but see, sadness is not what it appears to be. That's not its true nature. Its true nature is love and compassion. I'm just honoring that for no reason or any reason. And the being hard on yourself, that's just another app that's trying to herd timelessness along, you know, like a little dog nipping at your heels. Okay, come on, come on.
So it's
come
trying
on, get going, timelessness.
Trying to herd it.
You know, there are all these apps. I mean, it's ridiculous how many services we have inside. And then they bump into each other and they argue with each other all about how to serve us better. So finally, we give it satsang. We go, okay, everybody, pipe down. We show everything its true nature. And take a moment to honor yourself. That's the great taboo breaker. It's like such a wonderful shortcut, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Let this awareness that you are turn around and honor itself. This sensitivity, this resilience, this great formless jewel of openness, radiance.
Yeah, I could feel that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot, shift a lot.
Doesn't it? It's like such a easy way to soothe everything.
Things can shift really quickly, can't they?
Oh, yeah, because it's all formless, and it's all made of and animated by presence, which is, there's no time in that.
So when there is, because I did recognize when you were talking that, all of a sudden I sensed that the sadness was actually the sadness for the planet and just people suffering everywhere. Or,
yes.
Wanting love, wanting everything to heal, wanting everything.
Yes, wanting the best for everyone.
Yeah, but I don't think me being sad about it a lot is really helping.
But it's compassion itself that felt overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now it's remembering itself.
Right, it's almost like I lost myself in it, or I lost.
Oh no, but it lost itself. You were
right.
The space that was noticing. Oh gosh, look at even compassion contracted and sorrowed and mourned. So
right.
Now here's compassion and it wants the best for everyone. So now just feed it because it's just returned to its remembrance of itself. So it just, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you. Because we want the compassion to uncontain itself because then it can give its medicine everywhere.
I'm feeling a lot of joy and a lot of lightness, and then there's still some aches and pains, but that's fine.
but even joy and lightness permeate aches and pains.
Right, right.
It's sort of like warm aloe vera gel that finds any area that's still bracing or protected or not sure.
Right. So it's interesting because the habit might be to go back into the pain and then worry about the pain rather than stay with the uncontained.
That's it. And let it hold anything that's contained. It already is, so we're just bringing our awareness to that.
Right. And what is it? I mean, what do we call it? It's just our true nature, I guess.
Yeah. You call it life. Doesn't mind what name you call it. It. The beloved it. The supreme it, which is not an it.
Hmm. Yeah, I didn't think I could turn that around. You know what I mean? I was afraid of being stuck in the sadness forever in that moment.
Well, it's compassion got stuck as sorrow and sadness, not you. So now it's celebrating its remembrance. So we're going, yay, yay.
Hmm.
We celebrate with it.
I guess I will do that.
Wonderful.
I will be that.
Thank you for staying with that and being that. Yeah.
Yeah, this feels much appreciated, I guess. Appreciated.
Mm.
And helpful to the world more.
Yes. Yes, when we uncontain all this bounty, it blesses everybody. And it knows where it's supposed to go because we don't have to direct it. It just flows like an intelligent, blessing river.
I like that. How did you say that? We don't have to direct it?
No, it just knows. It, you know, 'cause it's intelligent and it's intimate with all beings. You know, plant beings and animal beings and human beings. It knows where to go, but we want to uncontain it.
It feels great. Thank you.
Yeah, very nice. Thank you, dear.
Thank you so much.
Hello?
Yes?
This is Laura.
Hello, love.
I'm struggling with the relationship out here.
Okay, hold on 1 second, dear. Are you on Skype? It's a little hard. There's an incredible what is it called? Echo. Oh, that's better. When you just said oh.
Okay. I haven't got anything switched
on
here.
Are you using a headset?
No.
Did you say no?
Yeah.
So sometimes it's the headset. So try it without the headset, or you just talk into your computer. There's still some.
Okay.
Okay, well, we can go slow. Or what you could do is we still have time if you, can you disconnect and call back and see if it's a better connection?
Yep.
Would that be okay? Okay, yep. Dear.
Not so much better.
Okay. So I'll just take it as a surprise. I'll be back to you the next time.
I can't really hear you, my darling. I feel no. Your love and presence.
Okay. Thank you.
Om Shanti, Sakya Bhute, all.
Hello, this is Dao. I just wanted to suggest if she's still listening who had the bad connection that perhaps the flash phone option might work if that's not what she was using.
Okay, great.
The flash phone seems, most people seem to have success with that.
Oh, good to know.
Okay.
I like the silent voice of intelligence. Thank you, dear.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes. Oh, this is working. Okay. This is Colin. And
Hi, Colin.
Hi. Just wanted to connect live for a moment. And good, the sound is better. It was pretty choppy. So, since I saw you, a lot has happened, and I'll fill you in a little note or something, but I'm just so grateful for your wisdom and love, and just to hear your voice and the beauty of all, and particularly the last conversation where you're talking about the, you know, this the pain and just honoring that, and so that's I don't have much energy right now, but I just wanted to connect live and blessings to all of Sangha you and so
bowing to your dear heart, Colin.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I've been mostly in ecstatic beauty for months. And so body stuff has been another story, but it's been so useful to remember your wisdom about bowing.
Yeah, the body is a galaxy, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and just keep bowing to it as eternal presence.
Oh, yes, yes. And just to let everybody know, someone might know who I am, but there's still 8 smiles high.
Very nice.
Right. And can see for smiles and smiles and smiles. And all anybody has to do is look out the window and see him.
Oh, wonderful, Colin. We'll
so,
see you soon, huh?
Yes, great beauty and love to all. All right, blessings.
Much love, dear.
Signing out.
So we have time for one more beloved sharing what they're noticing.
Oh, my wonderfully silent sages. Any last reports? So if you want to speak, just star 6 to unmute yourself.
Pamela, dear. It's Carrie.
Hey, Carrie.
Hi. I just thought I was embarrassed to talk about this, but since no one else is speaking, you know, we have a situation. Well, first I have to say, what I'm feeling, I also know, is very old stuff. But I'm very protective about our little nest here, you know?
Yes.
And Larry's daughter has come to stay with us before, and 11 days for me is really pushing it.
Yes, it's a long time.
It's a long time. And now she wants to come for half a month.
Oh.
I can't do it. I don't
okay.
want to do it. So I was giving it satsang, bringing it in, bowing to my feelings of protection, I guess it is, because I'm resisting, and not to get into the anger, but into, I don't know, I'm trying to feel love and let her know we support her, we care about her, but it's just too long. And I know the
yeah, so it's good to just stay within, and then once everything is come to balance within, then you'll just speak and come up with a creative situation for those extra few days. Yeah? But just really take a moment to honor that life itself, consciousness itself, it loves its natural privacy.
Yes, it does.
It's a natural quality, and it's one of the great treasures is natural privacy. So take a moment just to really honor that. Of course we love that. Natural to love that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we have the right to love that.
Yeah, and just know that she loves that too. Everybody, deep down, some people are more social animals than others, but everybody has a awareness of that and an appreciation for that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that.
Now, also, it's good to notice that everybody can have what they want.
How?
Well, consciousness just has to be a little creative.
Hmm.
So it's sort of like a heart-to-heart with your deepest self, and you just say, Grace, being very creative in resolving this is welcome here.
That's beautiful. I guess that I think we've come up with something that, from our standpoint, feels very creative and loving, giving a little of this and a little of that. But it's more about when the other person does not accept that.
Okay, so the mind is already holding a future scenario of non-acceptance on her part.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so that, see, that's the little script app. So thank it, even though it's based on past experience, it's still a script.
Yes.
Yeah, so just thanking it. No scripting needed. Okay. We don't need another mini series or soap opera. Thank you, no thank you. So now we can just invoke, you know, a mutually wonderful resolution designed by Grace is welcome here.
Okay.
So something that she also thinks is like, oh my God, that's wonderful.
Okay. I'll have to meditate on that one.
Well, potentiality, it's all there.
It is.
We're just inviting Grace to resolve this thing it's invoked rather than the mind.
Yes. Yeah. Always, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll ask my mind to just rest.
Yeah, invite it to rest and just say we're going to return this to Grace.
Okay. Well, thank you, my dear.
Good. Thank you, dear.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So I'm hearing some background noise of pots and pans, so if whoever it is could mute themselves, even though we're in our final moments. So just star 6 to silence the pots and pans. And I just want to really honor everyone for your clear noticing. Thank you for being this naturalness that its essence blesses and balances. And thank you for feeding this unfolding freedom and return of the emotional body and the mental body back to its just radiant practicality and passion and wonder. And thank you to East Bay Open Circle for hosting us and for its ongoing givingness. And to Dao, thank you so much for hosting us today. Mm. So I'm going to return this to you.
Okay, thank you, Pamela. It's been a wonderful gathering. Ah, yeah, and our next Telesat Songs with Pamela are November 23rd and November 30th. And I think that's all I have to say right now. Such a blessing to be with all of you. And I think we can each unmute ourselves and say farewell together. And when you do that, it's best, again, to use a handset if you're on a telephone rather than using speakerphone or headset when you're unmuted. So we can all press star 6 and say farewell until next time.
Thank you, Pamela. Thank you, Open Circle.
From San Luis.
Thank you, Pamela.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Pamela. Thank you.
Thank you, Pamela.
Love everybody.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you,
sacred,
everybody.
Sacred beauty to all. Aloha.
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 Radiance from Imperial.
Thank you, Pamela. Bye. Bye.
Much much love, everyone. Thank us.
To you too. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Much love.
So I'm going to sign off now. Love, love, love.
Until next time.
Yes.